with an enormous sense of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, first of all, to God for this glorious week that he's given us, the great weather, the safety, his provision in so many ways. Thanksgiving for the 12 who were baptized. We're so proud of you. We rejoice in this step of faith. You encouraged us by your faith stories. We thank God for you. And thankfulness for the outstanding Fort staff who've served us throughout this week. You have blessed us in so many ways. This week would not have been possible without you. We realize that we are strangers to most of you, but it's a lovely thought that we will spend eternity together in Christ's presence one day. And I think it's quite possible that there's going to be folk that come up to you in heaven and say, humanly speaking, you are the reason I'm here. The way you served, the way you encouraged, the way you taught the children and the youth. You have blessed us. You have been the hands and feet of Christ to us, and we are so thankful. And as we thank God for the staff, we thank God for the visionaries who made this place possible. I love looking at those photos over there, Mr. and Mrs. Robertson. 60 years ago, God spoke to them and said, start a camp. And in obedience, although they had no resources and $8,000 was quite out of their reach at that point, they began what is now Fort Wilderness. And as we think of vision, and we often talk about that in churches, the importance of vision, there is an example of godly vision. Just fix those photos in your mind. Give thanks for those two who are now in Christ's presence. If we didn't meet them while they were on earth, we'll have plenty of time to talk to them in Christ's presence one day. But they model vision for us. And they challenge us to say, what are we going to leave behind? They've left behind this magnificent camp. I imagine that over 60 years, there must have been hundreds of thousands of people like us who've been touched by Fort Wilderness. Just think of that whole section of heaven that's going to be called Fort because people met Christ here on this particular place. And we have privilege to be here on the 60th year. A friend said to me when I reached 60, he said, John, the 60s are your best ever decade because the children have grown up and you've got a little bit of wisdom, maybe a little more resources, and I found that to be true. The 60s are your very best decade of life, and I think that the 60s are going to be the best 10 years that Fort has ever experienced, especially as we stand with them in our support and in our prayers. So we thank God for Fort. But then we've also got some folk in our own community that we want to say thank you before we go. And one of them is Andy Kumpel, who has come and ministered to us from the book of James. And we've seen how wrong Martin Luther was when he called James a right strawy epistle. Luther hit the head on the nail on the head with a few things, but he got James really wrong. And Andy's helped us to see that not a strawy epistle at all. We've been able to make bricks with this straw, bricks that form a foundation for our faith of how to live, of how to go home and put into practice God's word. And so, Andy, we're enormously grateful to you, and I'd like you just to come up here because I've got a gift for you here on behalf of all of us. It's been lovely to connect with Cassie and their four beautiful daughters. And as we know, Andy likes to tell illustrations about his congregation. And I understand now he goes, he's going to tell illustrations about us as he goes back to his Oak Haven this weekend. And it's a good thing he is because his text this weekend is, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And so he's going to be drawing rightly from the Autumn Ridge and saying, now you may think this is out of reach, but no, there is a church at Autumn Ridge that demonstrate that perfection. So Andy, thank you very much indeed for your marvelous practical ministry. We miss you at Autumn Ridge after 8 wonderful years, but glad that God is using you at Ham Lake. Bless you. And then a final thanks. And this is to two people from our own congregation. And this would not take place without them. And that's Mark and Julie Foley. They work on this camp. They work throughout the year to make it possible for us to come and enjoy this incredible week. And it's great how God gives us gifts for particular ministries. Mark went to seminary and he studied Christian camping. And so when we started family camp all these years ago, Mark said, well, I'm happy to have this up. I know about this. And right from the word go, he's been part of this. And it's really been a family project. And we're so enormously grateful for that. It's grown, it's become more complex, and Mark works at Mayo, and he's very good at things I know nothing about, like spreadsheets, and he does all the details on a spreadsheet so that we all get where we're supposed to be, and we're with the right wife in the right cabin, and that sort of thing, which I'm so grateful for, and he makes it all come about, and so to both of you, we just say thank you very much. Now, I have a gift for him, but it comes in two parts. Most of us have been able to enjoy time with our family. That has not been true for Mark and Julie, because Mark has been so busy ministering to us that he hasn't had time to take his wife for ice cream. And she was wanting to have some ice cream with her husband, but he's been so busy. So first of all, there's some money for ice cream afterwards. And then when you get back, we hope you do have some time together. This is a gift for both of you. We want you to go out and have a meal together and think of us. You are deeply loved. You're deeply, deeply appreciated. And this wouldn't be happening without you. So bless you both. July 29th to August the 1st, dates for August the 4th for next year. So we've already been starting to think about that, and you'll be able to sign up soon with Mark. So we are a thankful people, and before we go out and enjoy our last evening, let's bow before our Heavenly Father, who's the giver of every good and every perfect gift. Lord God, we praise you for your goodness. We are humbled at what you have given us this week. You have taught us from your word. We thank you for Andy and his ministry to us through the Epistle of James. We thank you that we've seen how practical this is for our life. Will you please help us in the power of your Spirit to apply it and to live it out? We pray for him and Cassie and the girls as they return to their church, that your hand would be upon that fellowship, that you would bless them richly, that they would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Foley family. We thank you for the energy that they have given to our family camp over 20 years, 18 of them here at Fort Wilderness. And Father, we ask that you would richly bless them as a family, that your hand might be upon them. Thank you too for Fort. Thank you for all the members of the staff, the full-time missionary staff, the summer staff. May they have satisfaction in knowing that we go home blessed, that we go home refreshed and rejoicing and renewed because we have been here at Fort. And Father, we do commend to you those 12 who were baptized. Father, we pray that they would, having taken this step of faith, take many more steps of faith. And for all of us, as we have this example of vision 60 years ago, this marvelous place that we call Fort Wilderness, Father, help us to look for your vision, to be able to say, be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Will you guide us? Will you lead us as you lead forth in this 60th year of their existence? Thank you for this good time. Take us home safely. Help us to continue to grow in our walk with you. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. And all people, God's people together said, amen.